Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where we coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing amazing cleaning companies. If that's you and you find yourself super committed to growing your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com is where you can go to get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed about. If you want to be a guest on the show or you've got some feedback for us, questions, any of that good stuff, you can email us at Nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. That's our producer, Natalie. Or you can give us a call at 480-640-5149 to apply to be on the show. We are excited to hear from you. That said, today we are chatting with Carl Fuller from Fuller Cleaning Services. Fuller Cleaning serves the Oklahoma City area with both residential and commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out to Carl and his team, you get a hold of them at www.fullercleaningokc.com. Carl, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation.
So glad to have you, my friend. As is our custom, I'd love to know a little bit about how you ended up in OKC, how you ended up in the cleaning business, where you started, where you're at. Give the folks back home a little feedback.
All right. So Fuller Cleaning Services got started in Florida, Palm Coast. We were working with my mom who had a stroke. And we really saw the value in helping people with our cleaning services. Really got started coming out to Oklahoma City from North Carolina. Just came out here because there was a lot of growth, a lot of great opportunity. It's a wonderful place to raise your family. And more importantly, grow a business as a business-minded person. We've been growing for the last 3 years. I build myself as a locally owned operated company, committed to quality and focused on detailed cleaning to ensure complete customer satisfaction.
Man, that is a mouthful.
Yeah. And you know what? The most important thing is we've been focusing on commercial property managers, small business owners, churches, nonprofit organizations, real estate agents, residential property managers, landlords, and homeowners. And we've been really partnering with them in making sure that their needs and cleaning needs, more importantly, are taken care of. That's pretty much our story.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, if you're a listener of the show, you had to know this is coming. But right off the bat, that is too many customers, my friend. You've got to, unless you're like a $20 million company with multiple branches, we got to get you niched down and focusing on one or two of those. That is just really, really hard to serve all of those unique needs with one company.
Okay.
Not that you asked for help. Sorry about that. I can't help myself.
Don't worry about it. That's what we're here for today, is to learn how to do things better so we can be profitable and help customers better.
All right. Well, in that case, instead of me telling you what you may or may not want to hear, why don't you tell me how I could best help, and then I'll answer the question you actually called in for.
So today, I was trying to get some more information on my customers that I service that have medical facilities. We started branching into this business just about a month ago. And I'm really trying to get some more ideas on where I can purchase the cleaning equipment so that I can service my customers better.
Okay. So first of all, and again, not just for you, but also for Cleaning Nation, I honestly, if we were coaching one-on-one, I'd be like, dude, I don't know that you need to start a new niche right off the bat. I would really, and we can't do this on the show today because it's just too in-depth and too specific to your business, but I would really take a look at where your goals are first and foremost. Do I want to be a $1 million company, a $10 million company? What kind of revenue? What kind of employees? What do I want my life to look like? And then reverse engineer a company to match up with that. And then reverse engineer your niches and the number of niches and the specific niches that you choose based on those goals. So again, we can't do that today, but for Cleaning Nation and for you as well, Carl, that's what I'd really encourage you start with. Because again, if I tell you how to, and I will tell you how to find the best place to get equipment and supplies and know what equipment and supplies to buy and all that good stuff, but you're buying the wrong equipment, wrong supplies for the wrong niche, I haven't really served you. I've just helped you get to the wrong place faster, which isn't ideal. Does that make sense, or am I talking too philosophical?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
So I'll encourage you, not on the show, because we try and keep it with 20 minutes, and I'd be a better man than I am if we could accomplish that in 20 minutes. Take some time with your family or your leadership team or whoever would be involved in that conversation. Really work through, what do we want the company to look like when it's done? How many, you know, what's the best way to get there? Which niches are best? And, you know, how can we really drill down instead of trying to serve, you know, 27 niches with, you know, $1,000 a month each in it. Let me just serve three niches that are $20,000-$30,000 a piece per month that we really can know them. Part of the reason I'm bringing that up is the medical niche I love. It's one of my absolute favorites. They have budgets. They have very specific needs. A lot of people are afraid of them, so the competition's low. It's just about it might be my favorite niche within the commercial cleaning. So please don't hear me discouraging you from that specific niche. Just discouraging you from a jack of all trades. I'd really like to see you just own two or three niches. And if you're in Oklahoma City, one or two of these niches are plenty. It's not like you're in a tiny little town where it's like, I have to do six things because there's not enough of any of them to meet my goals. So that said, the only downside, and I wouldn't even call it a downside, but just the thing you need to realize going into medical is it is a different animal, not just on the, and everyone wants to focus on the cleaning in terms of, oh, clean rooms and specifications and things like that. Not to say that those aren't important, but those are kind of the easy way to go. You know, you can join ISSA. I'm a big fan of them. I'm a member. We actually featured them on a show. That's a great nonprofit that can help with all the details and nitty gritty of how to clean. But really more the sales process of how to acquire those customers, how to understand what their pain is, how to know what their specific problems are and how you can uniquely solve them. That's where the magic comes. That's where the secret sauce comes, where your competitors are like, how does he get every freaking medical building? And every time I bid against Fuller Cleaning, we almost don't even want to go when it's a medical facility because he just has them all. That's the magic. And that's really finding out the pain that they have. So again, I'm giving you a lot of stuff, but it's just really important before we hit this real specific question of how do I find cleaning supplies. I want to make sure you know how to attract the clients. So you need the cleaning supplies, right? If you don't get any medical clients,
right, that's right.
Nothing else matters. So, and again, same with Cleaning Nation. I don't want to mislead anybody. The focus should be, what is this niche, this particular prospect's specific pain that's different than other prospects, right? If you go to a restaurant owner, his pain is going to be very different than a property manager, who's going to be very different than a housewife, who's going to be very different than a manager of a medical facility. So you've got to make sure that you've got that whole piece down first. Now, once you have gone to your medical facility manager and they've told you, here's our pain, here's what we need, here's what our current cleaners aren't doing, and here's where you can come in and be the knight in shining armor and save us all. Once you do that, you're going to take that information and use that, honestly, to buy the supplies and the equipment, right? You want to know, because there's a lot of options in terms of, do I buy this equipment? Do I lease it? Do I sub this work out? Maybe I pay someone else to do the floors and I just do the janitorial. All that comes from who your customer is and what their needs are, right? So I just don't want to assume, oh yeah, go buy, you know, $10,000 worth of floor stripping equipment and, you know, get a truck mount and blah, 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 if that's not the model that you need. But assuming you've had all that conversation and that is the model that you need, I'm going to give you a couple of resources that I recommend. First, again, is the ISSA. They don't sell any equipment, but they have janitorial supply companies as sponsors, and those are generally going to be your better caliber people. Second would be the janitorial supply company. I don't like buying specifically from the manufacturer because they've got their own kind of, we're the best because, and you don't get all the different perspectives. I do, and I also don't like having six janitorial supply companies. A lot of people I talk to are like, oh, some stuff I go to Costco and some of the stuff I make in my basement, and then I've got three or four guys I deal with. The problem is, A, it's a bunch of headache, and B, you don't have any loyalty to any of them. No, none of them want to give you any service other than, you give me money and I'm going to give you this 5-gallon, you know, jug of stripper or whatever the case may be. So find the one janitorial supply company. If you're in Oklahoma City, I guarantee there's a couple of big ones and probably some decent ones that really know their stuff. They've got good relationships with the reps of all the products and equipment that they sell. They've got the best financing options, and give all of your business to that person and build a relationship with that person. Maybe for the first couple of times, go down there and talk to them and tell them, I'm only going to buy all my stuff through one person. Where medical facilities is going to be our big, and again, this is why you want to know your niche, right? You want to find a janitorial supply company that specializes or is big enough to have a department that specializes in your niche. It's really hard for them to serve you if you go in and be like, well, some of the time I use sometimes it's property managers, class A office space. Other times it's, you know, cleaning microwaves at, you know, Mrs. Johnson's house. And then other times I've got to prepare a clean room for surgery. That guy is probably going to have a hard time serving you. So long story short, know your niche, make sure that you understand what they want, and then take that information and find a janitorial supply company that you can really partner with that isn't just a transactional business. You give me money, I give you product. And they really are trying to give you some of those intangibles, like I know all the manufacturers and I know who's good for what and I know why you would buy versus rent. And when a used piece of equipment comes on, you know, on the market, I know what you need and I'm going to call you. And when good talent from someone else comes up, especially in the medical field, because I know that's your niche, I'm going to turn them to you. It's really a big relationship, not, you know, almost the least valuable thing you're going to get from them is the equipment and the supplies. That relationship and the relationship equity that they have with the community, especially if you're niche down and they're niche down, that's the value you're going to get. So I kind of covered a real big concept real fast, but give me some feedback. How are you feeling? Did I scare you, or is that making sense?
That makes an excellent amount of sense. You know, and I think I really agree with your concept, where I know with my business, we have expanded into so many different fields because we've been asked to do so many different things. But the reality of it is you're right. Reverse engineering and realizing what our goal is, just focusing on it. Number one, I would actually cut down on my inventory and on everything that I've been buying. And more importantly, I can actually be more specific with the training and actually have experts in that particular field. I totally agree with you on that.
Cool. I'm glad you're getting it, because a lot of business owners, frankly, don't. And they kind of have this fallacy of, well, the more different markets I sell, the more opportunity I have. And it's like, well, not really, because you can't really ever break out into the, I know a guy in Phoenix, which is my market, I think they do $2 or $3 million, and he just does medical. That's all I do. And they're able to do that because who can compete with them, right? When any other janitor comes in and they're like, well, we're going to be at Tom's Barbecue right before we come here, and we've got, you know, the same equipment and supplies and employees that we use for them are going to be doing your operating room and your recovery room, and we really don't understand your specific needs. He has no chance against my buddy who's like, we're all certified. This is all we do. We know exactly what you need and how you need it and how to do it. And yeah, we're 20% more expensive. But again, for a hospital or the medical community, their need of a clean workspace that's going to solve their problem is far more expensive than, you know, the $1,000 a month you might save them over, you know, going with kind of an off-brand janitor that doesn't really know what they're doing. So the power of niching is huge. And the one thing that you've got to be able to do is say no. If you choose medical to be your deal, and Bob, the restaurant owner or you know, fitness center owner calls you and says, hey, I want to, you know, come bid. You go, we don't do that. We're not good at it. We wouldn't be a good fit. And maybe partner up with someone that you know does that stuff, and they give you all their medical stuff because they know you're awesome at it. You give them all of your other stuff, or even if there's a commission paid or something. But you got to kind of embolden yourself to just tell the wrong people we're not a fit.
Got it.
Okay, cool. I know you asked. I know you asked a lot about supplies and equipment, and we talked very little on that. But honestly, I think that's the way I'd go. Did I answer your question, or do we need to dive in more?
No, you hit it right on the head. I mean, the first thing I need to do is actually find a place within my local area that's a distributor, and then start building that relationship with them and be consistent with what I'm asking for, and then we can start going from there. I totally understand that.
Yeah, and that, again, that relationship is going to be worth so, so much more. And I don't even care about discounts, right? If I've got the right guy that wins.
No.
You know, the super fancy extractor that he knows that I want comes up used for sale, and the guy had it for 3 months and went out of business, and I can get it for half price, and he calls me first, that's fine. I'll pay him an extra 5-10% for all my, I don't care, right? Or if, one of my competitors that's already in the medical facility space comes, and one of his, you know, higher up managers quits and comes to the Jan San supply place and goes, hey, I'm looking for a job. And he calls me first. Oh my gosh, there's, you can't even quantify the value of that, that relationship. So yeah, I would encourage you. It's more about the relationship than it is, you know, cause anybody can sell you a pledge or, you know, industrial stripper, or, you know, none of that makes any difference. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. I think we beat that horse to death. Let's move on to lightning round, my friend. I am dying to let you share some of your experience and value with Genius Nation. So I'm going to give you three quick questions. You, I have no doubt, are going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Probably the best piece of advice that I've gotten in this business so far is, if you stop loving what you're doing, get out of it.
Man, that's not just janitorial. That's just good advice in general. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business we can look out for?
Biggest mistake I probably have made is not getting enough help early on, thinking I could just wing it without help.
That sounds like there's some real genius in there. Give us a little more expansion. It's the lightning round. We're supposed to go quick, but that's a good one. Tell me a little more.
Well, the thing is when I started the business, I started it with my heart, but I didn't start it with understanding what business meant. So I ended up doing a whole bunch of things that really didn't make business sense. And then after 2.5 years, I was like, okay, maybe I should ask somebody a little bit more about the janitorial business so I can make some money. And I went from, I started reaching out to people like you, Mike, and I've probably quadrupled my business within 3 months.
Nice. Yeah, I'd tell you that unintentional nonprofit status could be a killer.
Very true.
All right, man, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that can improve their lives or their business?
Most important thing is remember, don't sacrifice your time with your family. Oh. Always remember, this is all about your family. Don't forget them, no matter how far.
Congratulations!
No matter how high you get.
You are now 16% smarter.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Still
there's
can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Every one of you rich and famous, owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry loving at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.